this gentleman, Mr. Burke Calhoun, and his bride, they have achieved some phenomenal things this year. They are new Platinum World Council members. That means they have hit, and I'm sure they're getting that big check, too, in Oklahoma. They have consistently been Platinums for the last 12 months. That is a huge celebration, and to be on the Platinum World Council is a very big thing. I can't think of a bigger honor in the entire company. And so they've achieved that, and they've achieved the $250,000 income ring level. So I'm telling you, whatever this guy's doing and his bride, we want to listen close tonight because they've got it going. So, Mr. Calhoun, I know you're already out there. You're probably surrounded by tons of people who want your time and your autograph and all kinds of other things. Thank you for taking time to speak to our team tonight.
Mrs. Acoin, it's my pleasure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, fantastic. And hopefully my signal holds up very well. Yes, I'm here in Oklahoma City, and we're just waiting for everyone to come on aboard here and join us. For those of you who are not here yet, it's just phenomenal. But let me just say some things about this incredible organization that I'm speaking to right now, and definitely to God be the glory for all the success and things that are going on with us, because there's so many nuances and moving parts that have contributed to the success. The side edge effect has definitely kicked in because we've been in the company over 16 years. But what I want to first say is this, is, you know, to be able to talk to this organization and Legal Shield, the legendary Acoins and Gardeners, is really an honor for me. They've been my mentors from afar, and I've been able to have private time with them at the former, of course, late and great Paul Jeremiah Ranch in Salado, Texas, way back in the day, many years ago. And just being in their presence has elevated my business in so many different ways, because at some point when you're in this business, it's the one percenters that help to take you to the next level. And so I just want to thank you guys for your leadership and just you as a couple, both you couples being on stage at the conventions over the years. And you guys have taught me so many things about finances, about health, and about how to build a strong asset, you know, as Mr. Coyne talks about real candidly in the briefing. And, of course, we're not thinking big enough, right? We've heard that before, I'm sure, many times from the gardeners. So, again, it's an honor to be on the call, and I'm going to share my quick story, because there's always a story behind the story. And really, I have a background in corporate America, and for those of you who have never heard me speak before or are not really too aware of me being in a company, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia area. But when I got involved in a company, I'm going to kind of go backwards for a minute. I got started in Maryland, and Darnell Self is my personal sponsor, and I mention that for two reasons. People say, well, of course, you know, you guys have had success. And I'm speaking of myself, of course, Burke Calhoun, and my wife, Fatima Salam. Her background was that of a principal and teacher. Mine is that of a civil engineer. But I got involved as a pretty young man, 28 years old. And Mr. Self and some of the other leaders you've heard, like Brian Carruthers and Mike Humes, we were in another network marketing company together. But when everything shifted from TPN to, at that time, Prepaid and Legal, for a lot of you guys who know that story and journey, I chose not to go. I was just burnt out on the industry. I'd been in about four companies at that point, and I got involved in network marketing at the age of 23 right out of Howard University, and that's what took me to Washington, D.C. to go to college. And so I got back involved in network marketing really because of what the Acoins and what the Gardeners talk about, right, with their incredible business background. I wanted to get involved in real estate. That was the reason, and my financial planner told me, hey, you know, you need to get an attorney, you need to have an accountant, and you need to make sure you establish some solid relationships with banks. I had neither of the three at the time, and I said, well, you know, the attorneys are expensive. And then he went on to say, hey, I have Legal Shield. Wasn't an associate, but he said, you need to get this prepaid legal thing. In fact, he didn't say quite like that, but you need to get a prepaid legal membership. So I searched around for someone, and I knew Darnell Self was in prepaid legal and had no idea of the magnitude of his success. I heard somewhat of a buzz over the last 18 months, and we hadn't talked in a year and a half. So I called him, and this is one thing that's key. I've had my cell phone since 2002, and his number was the same. So I called him in June 2000, and asked him about this prepaid legal membership. And of course, not only did I get the membership at the time, but you know, being who he is, I came out to a briefing and got involved in the business. So that's literally how I got involved in Legal Shield. And when I got started, you know, I didn't have a lot of time. You know, I was working 60 to 70 hours a week in corporate America for one of the oldest, the oldest environmental engineering consulting firms in America that designed all of the, laid out all of the wastewater and water infrastructure in the country. And so I was having a good career, 5 years in it, and I'm trying to make my way in real estate, got my, you know, my prepaid legal membership, and I bought one home and built it from the ground up. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, park my money and make it work, right, as the coins and the gardeners talk about being smart with your money. And so, you know, 8 to 10 hours a week is what I had. So I had to plug into a system, number one, and I had to make sure that I was consistent. And so my first month, just like right now we're in Oklahoma, coming to Oklahoma, you know, I went to my first big event with a little pushback in Vegas in 2000, and that really, that's the first thing that totally changed my entire business. I went out to Vegas, and it went from my head to my heart. And from there, really, everything just opened up from that point. And so all of you on the line who are on your way to Oklahoma, and this is your first event, and you've been in a company maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month or so, or somewhere in that neighborhood, oh, I'm so excited for you guys. And that's why the platinum members in the company are willing to pay for your registration, because we understand how powerful of an investment that is in yourself and your future. So just to fast forward, I you know, went to that event and came out fired up. And I hit an executive, and I say I because, you know, my wife now, I went through a divorce. And so my wife prior, we were together, but I went through a divorce about 7 years after Legal Shield. So my current wife, you know, we joined force, and then the business really took off on another level. But I went to the event, and, you know, 5 months after that, I hit executive director, right? 5 months from starting with the company, I got the blueprint from Vegas. And then I got so excited that I quit my job in 2 months because I had matched my engineering salary on a part-time basis with Legal Shield. So 7 months into prepaid legal at the time, you know, now Legal Shield, I went full-time right before my 29th birthday. And wow, I mean, now I'm full-time, and, you know, in less than 3 years, we stayed consistent, and we've really leveraged the big events in our team in a big, big way. And they said, hey, if you get 100 people to a big event, it's a whole training within itself. And my wife and I talked about this a little bit in Dallas at the leadership conference, but we were able to get over 100 people to a big event just like in Oklahoma right now, before the six-figure ring came in 2003, and we were blessed to hit the gold. I was at the time blessed to hit the gold executive director position in the company that, of course, helped out tremendously as well. And so now I'm full-time. I'm a six-figure ring earner, and, you know, we produced a six-figure ring earner and what have you. And then we were blessed to actually hit platinum back then about 6 years, a little less than 6 years, even got the platinum jacket. But, you know, some things happened in my business. I went through a divorce, and that, of course, was a huge life-altering, not on the positive side, one of the hardest things I've ever went through. But because of the personal development and because of the relationships that I had within the company, I was able to weather that personal storm. And so what fell back to, I don't know, bronze in my lowest point in my business and silver. And so, you know, I'm going to get into a quick training topic here, but I'm going to wrap up my story by saying this. You know, when I came out of it was 2006, I felt like I was at the height of my business. I'm speaking to somebody online who maybe has been on top of their business and then they've had some downs, and which we all will, right? It's just the business cycle. You know, I had made over $150,000 in 2006, was blessed to hit platinum, and then, of course, this personal life challenge came about. And then 2008 came about, and then 2010 came about, and, you know, Legal Shield as a company went through some changes. And, you know, change is good typically for the long term, but we had to weather some things as an organization because, you know, most of the team didn't like change, and we lost some people. We've lost 2 six-figure ring earners within our team. We've been blessed to create 5 other ring earners within the organization. And so, you know, we've been through some things, but what happened was in 2010 when MidOcean Partners bought prepaid legal, then now we became Legal Shield for $650 million. You know, things just changed within myself. And I said, you know what? I renewed my commitment and I renewed my vision for my particular business in this company. And from that 2010 to 2006, that was like a brand new journey. And Jim Rohn says, you can change anything in your life in the next 5 years, the next 6 years. You can do it. It's just a decision. And so let me briefly wrap up my commentary, my talk here by talking about something I've grabbed a hold of the last 6 years like crazy. And I stole it from, Mr. Dorsey, right? Some of you guys have heard it before, but I'm going to share with you how this really works for us as an organization. And so, let me, of course, say this real quickly. In 2010, my wife, Fatima Salam, you know, we were blessed to become Millionaire Club members. So what happened is after I was able to now have my personal life going on another track, and we were able to really become partners in this business, that was really the beginning of us having this 6 year run that has happened within our business. But this is what we've held on to, right? And it's BAR, right? B-A-R, right? B is for belief, it's an acronym. A is for activity, and R is for results. And at the beginning of the call, I talked about the one percenters. And so what I've noticed is that with belief, you know, 1% doubt, and you're out. And so this takes 100% belief and conviction. It does. If you interview any of the top leadership in the company, they're going to agree with that. It takes 100% belief, right? 1% doubt, and you're out. 99% is just not good enough. And what I've noticed is that if you look at the belief, it can either magnify or amplify or demagnify, right, or deamplify your activity. And so what I've noticed within myself and with the team, if we have 1% doubt in there, perhaps the law firm did something you didn't like, or perhaps one of your top persons quit, or the corporate did something you didn't like, or whatever the case may be, and that doubt creeps in and you know, that belief goes from 100% to 99%, then what happens is your activity is affected. And so 1% doubt, from what I've noticed, this is my little formula, you know, it can decrease your activity by 50%. So now you have 99% belief, if you can picture that. And then now your activity, what you're doing, right, when you're talking to prospects, working with your team and doing the presentation, the sit-down, using tools and events, right, all of the how-tos, now it's affected by 50%. It's a 50% drop-off. But you know what's even worse is that that is going to de-amplify or de-magnify your results. And so now the results that we experience are only about 25% of what they could be because of that 1% doubt that affected our activity to 50%, and then now our results are about half of what that activity is. So we're getting 25% results just from a 1% shift in our belief. And so I just want to submit to us on the line as we're having this call is that 1% is everything, right? We learn in industry, and I'm a nerd, really, as an engineer and loving science, right? And this is nothing sophisticated, but we were taught that there's only 1 degree difference between hot water and steam. So at 211 degrees Fahrenheit, there's no locomotive engine. There's no steamboat, right? You have a lot of really hot water, but there's no industry occurring based on just 1% difference in the temperature of water. And so we know at 212 degrees, water boils. You know, of course, cooking takes place and other things take place in industry. Motion takes place, a locomotive, right? It needs that steam to power the locomotive. And so that 1% is everything, right? And so if we have 100% belief, and this is what happened over the last 6 years, no doubt about it. And there's been so many things that have occurred in that last 6 years. But, we had to stay strong in our belief. And so even when it did dip, we had to quickly renew it by coming to Oklahoma and the different events and what have you. And so when you have 100% belief, my formula that I go by says, hey, now your activity is now 200%. So now you, what you would have done is doubled because your belief is so strong. You're convicted. You could care less about no's and about the rejection. And if people quit or the attorney does this or does that, you know, you're problem solving. You know, your mindset is just of a different, more accountable. You're owning what's going on. You know, personal responsibility is at an all-time high. You're not blaming the team, your downline, your upline. Guys, this was huge. And I've been there blaming this person, that person, the company. And so 100% belief, I've noticed that my activity is now 200%. So that 100% belief, it magnifies like a magnifying glass, right? Because now we're focused. And when if you listen to my voicemail, and if you miss me, my phrase is, hey, always remember in business, focus is everything. And focus is just two components, right? It takes concentration and knowing your priorities. And so some of us, right, I've been through this before, we're concentrating on things that are not priority, and we think we're focused, but we're not. And then, you know, we know what our priorities are, right? We know them. We know what the 10 core commitments are, but we're not actually concentrating on the 10 core commitments or what we know is a priority. And so we're not focused either way. So it takes both concentrating, putting all our energy, all our passion on what we know are the few things that Jim Rohn says, a half a dozen things that make 80% of the difference in his health, his finances, his legal shield. And so now this is what's amazing, is that 200% of activity now magnifies, this is what I love, our results. It doubles that. So now we're getting 400% return on our results based on just a 1% difference in belief. So what I'm saying is that when you come to this Oklahoma convention, if your belief is on E right now, I'm asking you to come with an open heart, open mind, and get refueled, get your belief at 100+% so that you can make sure you take advantage of what the vision of our current CEO, Jeff Bell, has laid out for us. And so, you know, in terms of the vision that I have for our organization and for myself and what have you, it's right in alignment, lock and step with Jeff Bell's vision, you know, Vision 2020, right? By 2020, to grow the company tenfold in the coins. I know they teach this, I'm sure, to you all the time because they taught it at Super Regionals in Atlanta. And I, ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe that we're going to grow tenfold in 5 years. And really, I believe it on Turbo Boost in July 2015 coming out of Vegas. It went through the roof. We embraced the vision and the mission of Legal Shield in a huge, huge way. And by the grace of God, the last 12 months, the results have shown that we basically went from being a silver executive director organization to now blessed to be a platinum two organization, six-figure ring earner, and the other accolades you heard. I won't go over all that. But just showing you that this belief, it has a real impact on the results, right? And Jim Rohn says at the end of the day, results are the name of the game. You know, and so our vision is to be a diamond executive director, to be $1 million-a-year earners, so to go from six figures now to six figures a month in the next by 2020, because we want to help do our part to help the company grow. And Jeff Bell said that he needs at least 100+ associates, couples, or individuals making $1 million+ a year. So we said, why not us? My wife and I said, why not us? And going to and I'll say this last thing, going to the home office today, the tour, oh my goodness, I thought I was as much belief as I could stand, but leaving the home office tour, I tell you, you got to get there before you leave Oklahoma if you can. It put me on a whole nother level of belief. So with that, it's been a pleasure to be on the call. Of course, you guys are having rock star results and so many successes going on. But, of course, the most famous success we've heard of course, is Mr. Justin Peterson. I'm sorry, Justin Peters or Justin Peterson, I'm sorry. Sir, please correct me, Mrs. Acoin. But Justin, that gentleman, obviously breaking Brian Carruthers' record, 5 months platinum. I've seen some of his videos on social media. And obviously, you know, what is he doing, right? I bet you he's raised the bar in his business coming out the gate. He came in with it, right? Belief, attitude, and results. So I'm asking us to raise the bar, right, the BAR in our business, and then you can definitely have whatever vision you have for your family fulfilled in this incredible business opportunity called Legal Shield. So with that, Ms. LeCoin, appreciate you, ma'am, and I turn the call back over to you, and just much respect to the Gardners and Elizabeth Gardner, John Gardner, and, of course, Mr. Coin, sir, you inspire me just by when I see you, and you make me laugh all the time, and you guys are just beautiful people. So back to you, Mrs. Coin.
All right. Thank you, Bert Calhoun. That was wonderful, man. And, Bert, I didn't know you went to Howard University.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're one of them uppity guys. I mean, that's where uppity folks go.
And, you, Mr. Calhoun, thank you so much. I mean, you are so, you will not believe, I can tell you later, but you are so in tune with
the direction we're going in here.
Yeah, with the company direction, with the direction of our team, and your comments and your training and your story are powerful, and we thank you so much for putting all that together for our team tonight.
Yeah, the honesty you put in there, you know, not only the successes but the struggles you went through.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to go through them. And so, listen, from the bottom of our heart for our whole team, we thank you so much. And tell your wife thanks for letting you pull away for a few minutes. I know y'all in Oklahoma.
And you may want to hang on for a minute because I was going to wait and do this next week, but just because I think maybe she is in a room with a speakerphone on, I didn't see her this lady's number on the dashboard here.
We hope she is.
I hope she's on, but this is recorded anyway. Mr. Calhoun, last month we had one of our associates become bronze. And I
wow.
looked at the numbers. I was actually coming off of a trip and looked at the numbers. And, of course, you know how the numbers are in our genealogy the first couple days of the month. They're all jumbled up. I could not figure out who made him bronze. And so a few days later, I called home office, and this young lady, Cynthia Bradley, is a brand-new executive director. She did not have any idea she hit executive director. She was so
wow.
busy helping
her. Talk about
her.
Focus and having her head
yes.
down.
Yes, talk about belief and focus. Cynthia was so busy helping her team achieve their new level, their performance club, all of that. Her head was down helping her team.
Y'all told her, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, she knows now. So we just want to, as a team, congratulate this brand new, we're going to be celebrating her along with many other new executives in Oklahoma, brand new executive director for the month of June, Ms. Cynthia Bradley, part of the Eddie and Dee Dee Smith organization.
Yeah.
So
wow,
how about
that is awesome, and I'd love to meet her, and that's the new story is the best story. That is, ma'am, congratulations. You are rocking it, and that it's all about the team learning. What did you do? And us learning from you, because we all want more new executives on our team, and do it and not know it. That's rare. We know that as leaders, that's rare to hear about that. So she had a head.
Yeah.
You know, I really like you mentioning that magnifying thing. You know, so many people magnify their own importance and, you know, how important they are instead of multiplying their team. And this is one of the young ladies who doesn't multiply her, I mean, magnify herself at all. She just multiplies the team, and that's the one
yes.
that causes the results right there.
Quit
magnifying and start multiplying.
There you go. So thanks for being on to celebrate that with us.
And by the way, I see you got five children?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah, from 3 to 19.
Yeah, and you look about 19 yourself. When I saw that, you had this, when was 18, I think, the picture I saw, I couldn't believe it. You and your wife look young, so... Anyway, congratulations, Mr. Calhoun, on all your success, and the company's proud of you. We are.
Yeah.
And keep up the good work, buddy.
Can't wait to see you in Oklahoma.
Likewise. Safe travel, everybody. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah,
thank
we'll have
you.
To get you down here in Charleston sometime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It'd be an honor. I live in Atlanta, so it's not far at all.
That's right.
Awesome.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Teresa, that was a good call.
That was awesome. I'm so excited, and I'm so excited to get packed and get out to Oklahoma ourselves, and hopefully most of you who are listening tonight are either on the way or already there or getting ready to leave in the morning like us.
Yeah, and thanks, Garden Battle, Ron Crutcher, Dominique Tapler. Let's see, who am I missing here? Jim Crutcher, the Gardeners, and our guest speaker, obviously.
Absolutely. Y'all let's have a great night, a great week, and
see you in Oklahoma.
One more quick thing. Performance Club by the 15th, that list will be run on Friday, so we're looking to see a lot of your names on that list. It's always exciting to get that done by the 15th of the month so you can help the rest of your team achieve their goals. All right, y'all, that's a wrap. We appreciate and love every single one of you. Can't wait to see you. Have safe travels.
Bye-bye now.